Well, don't miss this opportunity. It's a benefit concert for Michigan's Operation Injured Soldier. There are a couple of days in which to pay attention. Let's talk about it and head to both South Haven and then turn around and downtown Allegan's the place to be, the place and the person to talk to on the line. Glad that you are here, Bruce Thatcher, Operation Injured Soldier. You can talk all about taking care of our own and more. So, Bruce, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, tell us about you.
Well, I am a Vietnam vet who got interested in Operation Injured Soldier because I had the opportunity of needing a little help, and I got it through fishing. And right here, what we do is we take people out fishing, and there's something about having a fish on the other end of the line that makes all the nasty crud of war disappear.
Thank you.
So when this opportunity came, and I kind of volunteered a little bit, and now it's kind of like volunteering a lot. But it's a wonderful thing, and Operation Injured Soldier does absolutely a terrific job at called recreational therapy. And it's terrific for post-traumatic stress.
Thank you for that, and thank you certainly for your service. Bruce, there is a big weekend that we need to put on the calendar, a couple of events. You want to talk about what's happening?
Sure. Starting off Saturday at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm sure everybody will be up then. Mm-hmm. We're going to have approximately 15 combat or disabled vets are going to be boarding between 20 and 25 boats that are supplied by the South Haven Steelheaders. And we're going to go out in Lake Michigan and catch ourselves some lake trout, salmon, and steelhead. During then at noontime, we have a kind of a decent sized little boat parade coming back in. Let's call it a parade of boats, and it starts off with two aircraft, oddly enough, that fly over. We're going to have Senator Schutmaker and Congressman Aaron Nesbitt, and he's going to be there. They're going to be on a boat called the Terrapin, which is a beautiful trawler, and we have two special guests that are going to be on that trawler. One is Don Irisborough, who is the founder of Least We Forget, and another gentleman who is in the Coaches Hall of Fame, and his name is Jim McEwen. And we're honoring these gentlemen because of their Vietnam veterans that had a big impact on their community after the war. And then following that is going to be a boat, which is, you'll see it in South Haven. It's run by Chad Barr. It's called the Sunsetter. And we'll have about 30 veterans on that boat. And following them up will be the 25 fishing boats. And I neglected to say that leading the whole parade is the U.S. Coast Guard. And we have the Marine unit from the Van Buren Sheriff's Police. And along the sides, what is going to be very, very nice this year is we've got the South Haven Band will be playing. The South Haven Fire Department takes their boom truck and hangs a great big American flag out over the channel.
Oh, nice.
And we've got a color guard from the South Haven American Legion. Thanks. And on the other side, on the North Pier, we're going to have approximately 100 cadets from the Michigan Youth Challenge Academy. And they're headed up by the Michigan National Guard. And it's a wonderful opportunity for young people that don't quite have the giddy up and go. And they get the giddy up and go in them. And it's really a wonderful organization. So they're going to be 100 strong on one side. And the band will play the Star-Spangled Banner, and there'll be a 21-gun salute when the people come in, when the boats come in. Last year we probably had 1,500 people on the piers, and hopefully we have more than that.
That's great.
This year.
Yep. And, of course, this is this Saturday, South Haven's 5th Annual Salute to Veterans. Where can we find out more information on that, on this event?
Excuse you, I didn't.
Is there a place to find out more information on this?
There is. You can go to the Steelheaders, South Haven Steelheaders, log into their website, and they will have a complete rundown of what's happening. And there's several banners around town. But the main thing that you ought to remember is that 12 o'clock is the big parade. And I neglected to say that at 11 o'clock, there's going to be a special tribute given to Don Arrowsboro by Senator Shoemaker.
Yes, thank you for that.
The other little thing we have going is that the American Legion, which is located on the bluff above this, is the Michigan Vietnam Veterans Memorial half-size wall. It's going to be inside the building. You're invited to come between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's awesome. Take me, I just have a couple minutes left, Bruce, if you can remind me, there's also an activity on the on Sunday.
Yes, there is. There is a wonderful musical thing going on in, it's called the Allegan Riverfront Music Festival and Benefit Concert. It benefits Operation Injured Soldier. They've got some terrific people online that are going to be playing there. And there's even going to be a Native American flute that's going to be up for auction if anybody wants to take part in that. It's sponsored by the KZU Folk Life Organization and the Boardwalk Ice Cream in Allegan. And the Masons in both the Allegan and in South Haven are also participating in it quite heavily.
Great. And again, more information on this event, where would we turn?
We can probably find the best one is nothing quite like the telephone, 269-993-7678 for more information on Sunday's festivities.
That's great. Again, Sunday's festivity, Allegan Riverfront Music Festival. It's a benefit concert for Michigan's Operation Injured Soldier and more. Folk, bluegrass, Americana, in addition to South Haven's 5th Annual Salute to Veterans. Bruce, you are a gem to be able to share this with our audience. Bruce Thatcher, your final word?
Have a great weekend and enjoy all the festivities.
Thank you, Bruce. We'll talk again.
Okay.